Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So today I want to talk about stress and well-being. Now, we're all in lockdown and we have been for a number of weeks now. Across the world, many, many people are going through the same scenario with COVID and this pandemic that we're all suffering under extreme pressures from. And there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear. You know, there was just recently we've had, certainly in the UK, the Office of Budget Responsibilities announced a certain scenario where they think that the GDP might fall by 35%, hopefully recovering by the end of the year. But one thing we can be certain of is there is a lot of uncertainty. Everything we knew of work has changed overnight. Now, those of you who are involved in driving behavior change or helping support organizations with behavior change, you'll know how hard it is to get organizations to change. And here we are, as people in countries across the world, where we've had extreme behavior change imposed upon us. It's sudden, extreme, and we didn't have any time to prepare. And it's been hard. I think it's been hard for a lot of people. Under these circumstances, it's easy to understand how stress and anxiety can manifest itself. Now, there might be times when we are just getting irritable, clenching our teeth, finding ourselves snapping a little bit more, and we don't acknowledge that that might be signs of stress. I think it's worth understanding that this lack of control, this uncertainty, can be recipes for stress, and it can lead us to end up, you know, that brain shutting down, the tunnel vision, not taking into account the full facts, and us just reacting. So there's a number of things we can do about this, and this is stuff we all know. I knew this when I was a pharmacist, and yet even as a leader and a manager throughout my time in corporate life, it's easy to forget. And it's worth us just bringing this back into our consciousness, at the forefront of our minds, to say, am I doing this well? So the first thing is sleep. In our current way of working, we are now in our homes 24/7. We get out barely for an hour of exercise, if that. Otherwise, we're indoors all the time. And it's easy when you're indoors all the time with your home office now, you know, trying to create a space inside, with kids taking spaces in terms of homeschooling. We're all trying to do the best we can. But it's easy to let routine slip. And one of the ones that can slip is the time you go to bed. Because everybody's now at home, you all want to relax in the evening, and it's easy then, it's a bit like summer holidays when kids are off school. You start to notice that they go to bed a bit later and a bit later and a bit later, and it's that much harder then when they go back to school to get them back into a routine. But the same might be the case for us. Has your time slipped in terms of when you used to go to bed? Are you getting enough sleep? 7 to 8 hours is recommended. Our brains cannot function well without sleep. So it's worth just going back and having a think. How much sleep are you getting? It's critical for us, our concentration, our focus. The other thing is eating well. Now, gone are the days when we used to be sat at desks, shoving a sandwich down our throats while we then ran from meeting to meeting. We've actually got a really good opportunity here to eat well, guilt-free, and with our families. I remember I used to work our offices not far from an embankment, and as I drove past, I used to see families sitting there having picnics together. And I used to look at them with such envy, thinking, I wish I could get time with my family like that. And now here we are, albeit under very extreme circumstances, but we are in a situation where we can sit together as a family and eat well together. So have a think about, what are you eating? Is it nutritious? We've got time to plan and prepare now. So have a think about some of the nutritious foods you can have, healthy salads, you know, snacks, whatever it might be, but just some healthier foods, you know, the sort of things we have on a holiday. We've got a chance to prepare that now. The other thing is exercise. Now, I know this is, a lot of people will be suffering from this, and we you know, the government recommendations are to get out for, you know, an hour a day, if possible. And for those of you who can, fantastic. But exercise is very, very important. There's a number of free channels on TV we're doing with the kids. It's extreme, I have to say. I don't know how the kids are doing it, but we try and do it with the kids, and I barely get through half of it, I think, before I'm huffing and puffing and sort of bailing out quietly. But exercise is very, very important. We've got to keep the blood circulation going to allow our brains to stay mentally alert. The other thing, and this is something I have personally suffered from without realizing it, but when you lock yourself away in the room trying to get through all the video conferences in the day, all the work you've got to get done, it's easy to forget how much time has passed in the blink of an eye. And I'll find that I haven't had a sip of water all day. And now dehydration, we know, has a significant impact on our focus, our concentration, our ability to get tasks done. And just having a bottle of water nearby and then making it convenient. The irony is, you know, where we're sat a few meters away from the kitchen and yet can be suffering from dehydration. So have a think about how much water you're drinking. Make it convenient. How kind are we being to ourselves? There's a risk that working from home brings with it guilt. Guilt that I've got to be seen to be working, and therefore lots of people might be working over hours, certainly working harder to demonstrate the value they're adding. And actually, what we need to do is be kind to ourselves. You know, in the majority of cases, we work for organizations where people trust. And certainly that's the environment as leaders and managers we want to create, is a trusting environment. So there's no harm in spending half an hour just soaking in some sun, closing our eyes, getting away from the gadgets, the laptop, the monitors, and just detaching ourselves to say, I want to be kind to me for a little while. Just half an hour in the sun, soak some rays, and then come back and start again. Because we know when we're at our best, the company gets the best results in terms of everybody else being at the best and the best performance. I think there's a general acceptance now that this is going to become partially the new norm, working from home. I don't believe some of the commentators who say that the work will never go back. I think it will change, but I think we're going to have a hybrid version where people will then, once everything's come back to whatever the new normal is, we'll be working from home sometime and working at work sometime. And I think we froze, we waited, and we got by thinking this isn't going to last too long. But now I think there's an acceptance to say this is going to last longer than we think. Therefore, how well set up are we at home so that we're not suffering from musculoskeletal problems because our desk isn't the right height, our chair isn't set up properly. We were making do before because we just thought this will be a few weeks. Being much longer, there's a risk that actually we might end up with neck strain, backache. And so have a think about now, how can you make a more permanent fixture to support your body when you're sat at your desk? A lot of us are sat, you know, having lots of video calls and video conferences. And it's when you walk away with a stiff neck, you think, hang on, is this the right height for what I need? So it's just worth going back now and re-examining how well set up you are to work from home in terms of the actual positioning of the physical table, chairs, laptop, and trying to adjust accordingly. So look, this is stress and well-being. It's not going to go away as a topic. It's something that's always talked about, leadership management programs, development programs. But now more than ever, in periods of uncertainty, how can we look after ourselves? The other thing, something I had to do was limit the news. If we're not careful, you get all consumed by this wave of negativity. I just need to know what's going on in the world once a day, and that's it. The rest of the time I get on with what I need to do. I'm quite an optimistic person, and I found myself getting, you know, overwhelmed by some of the news outlets in terms of what the stories were and what they were telling you. So limit how much, negative news, as much as realistic as it is, just limit how much you're taking on board. This sudden and extreme behavior change that's been imposed upon us can lead to stress and anxiety, but just some steps of looking after ourselves will help us mentally at least deal with some of the challenges we're facing right now and to help make better decisions as we go through this. I came across a really good quote, which I loved, which was, the decisions you made a year ago led you to where you are now. What decisions will you make today to reflect on a year later. So it's just worth thinking about. So I'll leave it there. Stress and well-being. Alexander from The Engagement Coach. I will talk to you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.